Yep. Do what? Preach? Good morning again, family and friends of Alamo United Methodist Church. That is Alamo, the place to be on Sunday mornings. For those who found us on their radio at FM 96.9 in San Antonio, we are located at 4071 North Foster Road. For anyone looking for a new church home or just one to visit, come and worship with us any Sunday at 10:30. Everyone is welcome. The opening scripture selected for this morning is Psalm 14, as printed in the New King James Version of our Bible. Listen for God's word in this reading. The fool has said in his heart, "There is no God." They are corrupt. They have abominable works. There is none who does good. The Lord looks down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there are any who understand, anyone who seeks God. They have all turned aside. They have together become corrupt. There is none who does good. No, not one. Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up my people like they eat bread, and do not call on the Lord? There they are in great fear, for God is with the generation of the righteous. You shame the counsel of the poor, but the Lord is his refuge. On that, the salvation of Israel would come out of Zion. When the Lord brings back the captivity of his people, let Jacob rejoice. Let Israel be glad. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on us sinners. Thank you that you sought us and found us while we were far away from you. Your mercy and love are changing our hearts and minds. Help us to grow closer to you, the center of all things, and help us to live and love others so that those who are still far from you might reverse course and move to you, in whom all things were made. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Bonjour. I got the Paris Olympics, you know. You know, if I was French, I'd have an S car. That way you could see the S car go. All right, so French jokes. Okay, we have one birthday for this week. And even though we sang happy birthday last week, we'll sing that again. I'm sure there's other birthdays that people want to hear birthday too. So let's.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you. And many more.
Well, you'll notice that we don't have any media up here, so please use the words in your hymnal or your bulletin for the hymns this morning. We're trying to check to see what direction we need to go to repair, replace, whatever. But also, you'll see a table out in the lobby as you go out, and it has information about our upcoming blood drive and immunization clinic. Please take the time to sign up to give blood if you are able. Blood is a precious commodity, and your donations can do so much to save and sustain lives. So please be mindful of that coming up, and sign up if you are able. I do encourage everyone, take your bulletin home with you. We have our prayers and our thanks listed in here. And please take time during the week to pray for the people listed. Pray for those that you know that need to know the healing touch of God. Are there other announcements that we need to make? Okay, if...
In addition to the information about the blood drive, can you hear me now? Okay. In addition to the information about the blood drive, we're also hoping to have someone here from the League of Women Voters to give us some information on how to select a candidate. When you're listening to television and radio, you hear so much that it becomes overwhelming and you can't figure out who's doing what, who's done what, who said what, and who's going to do the best job for you. So we're hoping to have someone here to give us a presentation on how to make that selection. With regard to the blood drive is only ongoing if we have enough people signed up to give blood. If we don't, they'll have to take their blood drive truck someplace else, because every time they go out, they're required to collect a certain amount of blood. This is a church with people who have been helped by blood that's been donated. So I think if you can, now's the time to step up and add to the blood bank. There is some information on the table for those of you who, like me, are somewhat anemic, and it kind of tells you how to build up your blood so that you're not too anemic to give blood. So if you'll take a look at that information, it would be helpful. The next thing I wanted to announce is that on the 31st, we are going to have a meeting for the original members of the Team Alamo, which is the outreach committee. There is so much that we can do and should do in this community, and we have to step up. The Bible tells us that no one knows the hour or the day or the time when they're going to leave this earth. So what we have to do is what we can now, while we're here. And one of the things we are called to do is to bring others to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. We can't do that just in this room. We have to reach out. We have to tell people, because there are so many who don't know. And one of the things that we're going to have to do, because if you look at the signs that are going on, that day may be a whole lot closer than any of us ever thought. And it may be a long way off, but while we're here, it's our job and our duty to bring others to Christ. The committee meeting, I think on, right now we only have 4 standing committee members. However, we can use all the feet we can get. So stand by and listen for all the great things we're going to do for our Lord and Master. Thank you.
Please stand and join in our opening hymn, Onward Christian Soldiers. Please be seated. Now let us prepare for our tithes and our offerings. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, we recognize that you are the source and the giver always. We come with great intent, but sometimes our efforts are not what they should be. We ask, Lord, that you forgive us and that you give us the courage to step out in ways that will further your greatness. We ask, Lord, that you take our tithes and our offerings, use them for your glory. In Christ's name, amen. please stand. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
This week's scripture is Ephesians chapter 2, verses 11 through 22. Therefore, remember that formerly you who were Gentiles by birth and called uncircumcised by those who call themselves the circumcision, which is done in the body by human hands. Remember that at that time you were separate from Christ, excluded from citizenship in Israel, and foreigners to the covenants of the promise, without hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far away have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made the two groups one and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility, by setting aside in his flesh the law with its commands and regulations. His purpose was to create in himself one new humanity out of the two, thus making peace, and in one body to reconcile both of them to God through the cross, by which he put to death their hostility. He came and preached peace to you and who were far away, and peace to those who were near. For through him we both have access to the Father by one Spirit. Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and strangers, but fellow citizens with God's people and also members of his household, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as chief cornerstone. In him the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. And in him you too are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit. This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you, God. Thank you.
And here we are, lifting our hands to you. Here we are, giving you thanks for all you do. And as we pray and worship your holy name, you are here, dwelling within our praise. For every answered prayer, oh yeah, for always being there. For love that hears us when we call. For arms that lift us when we fall. Have always been right beside us, leading us all along the way, and made it through because of you. And here we are, lifting our hands. Worship your holy name. You are here, dwelling within are praying. For days we cannot see, for all that's yet to be, for trials we may have to face, when we'll be leaning on your grace. It will be your strength that will guide us, your love that makes us strong, and through it all we'll sing this song. Here we are, lifting our hands. Here we are, giving you thanks for all you do. And as we pray and worship your holy name, you are here, dwelling within our praise. As we prepare to hear the message that the Spirit has for each of us today, please bow with me in prayer. Father, we come seeking your word. We come braving all to hear the message that you would have for us. Sometimes we are less than attentive. We ask that you forgive us, but that you open our hearts and minds so that while we are here in your house, we may hear clearly the word that you would have for us today. We ask that you strengthen Pastor Ted, that you give him courage, that you allow him to put aside that which is with is himself and put on that which is you. And let us gladly hear the message that you have for us today, the word that we need to take to a hurting world. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen. Would you please stand with me just for a minute? I need you to stand on your feet. You don't have to go anywhere. I just want you to stand. If Harrison will let us. Now, if you would, in your Bibles, if you have your Bibles, would you please turn with me, please, to the book of Ephesians, the book of Ephesians. The book of Ephesians, chapter 2. And the verses that we're going to be looking at is verses 11 through 22. Verses 11 through 22. Now, just a little bit about, or you can look at it on your bulletin. If it's not, if you don't have your Bible, thank you. You know, look at it on your bulletin as well. One thing about the church at Ephesus, it was a church that had many different characters in it. And when I say characters, there were many that came from different backgrounds, different religious backgrounds. Some even were pagan idol worshipers. Some were still holding on to the Jewish method. And you had these Gentiles and Jews together. And in those days, Gentiles and Jews, they didn't go together very well. But the Apostle Paul is going to teach us here in these chapters about how the gospel in all its transformative power can change a person's heart. That the one that you didn't like, it can change you into one that you do like. And let's see how this is this is going to work. As I said, the members of the Ephesians church, they came from all types of different backgrounds. They had different beliefs. Some were rich, some were poor. Some believed in many gods. Some believed in only one God. Some had even worshiped in the temple of Artemis, the Greek goddess of the hunt, and they made sacrifices to her. Others were thieves who never worked an honest day in their life. They were a very diverse and interesting set of people who normally wouldn't have enjoyed one another's company nor lived in the same social circles. Yet, here we are. They are unified together, loving one another as a church in the city of Ephesus. You see, this group, they had one very important thing in common. They were the sons and daughters of the one true God. And you know what, folks? They knew it, too. They knew that they belonged to the Lord. They heard the gospel preached by Paul and received the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit. And that Spirit led them to love one another with the transformative, all-encompassing love of God that filled their hearts and their minds. So, as Ephesians 3:19 tells us, God's love is so wide and long and deep that it surpasses all knowledge. God's love is infinite. It is so incredible that it can't be fully understood with human reasoning, nor fully explained with human language. Instead, God's love is meant to be experienced in both personal and in a communal in a way. So I want to ask us this question this morning. Can we become a church where the transformative, all-encompassing love of God flows? You see, life change happens when the love of God overflows from one life to another. And the answer to that question is yes, we can. And I want us to encounter God's love that surpasses all knowledge. So let us look at our passage this morning. And if you see in these 11 verses, Paul packs a lot of truth in these verses. But God is going to teach us some very important truths this morning. First of all, he says, God's promises are for everyone. Let me say that again. God's promises are for everyone. No one is excluded. And Paul reminds the Gentile believers that they were once excluded when it came to the promises and covenants of God. And God, initially, he made his covenant with Abraham and Abraham's descendant. And God also promised that Abraham would be a blessing and that all families of the earth would be blessed through him and his descendants. And as a sign of the covenant, God commanded Abraham and his male descendants to be circumcised. So at that time in the church at Ephesus, he's saying that those of us who are on the uncircumcised group, the Gentiles, were not originally part of the covenants and promises. We were separate, we were excluded, we were without hope and without God in this world. You know what, folks? It's a terrible thing to be excluded and be without hope. Amen? I wonder this morning, have you ever been excluded from something? Being excluded can leave some emotional scars. Imagine being the only one in your class not invited to a birthday party, or overhearing your friends discussing plans that don't include you. Sometimes we get overlooked for promotions at work or not being a part of key projects. It hurts to be excluded. And the Gentiles were most likely hurt when they were being excluded from the Ephesus church. But I got to tell you, but now God's promises are for everyone. And Gentiles are no longer foreigners and strangers, but fellow citizens with all of God's people. And this means that all the promises of God are for you and for me. And why? Because God's all-encompassing transformative love cannot be limited to just one people group. It is for all creation, all creation. So the second truth is, these verses of Paul gives us a new mindset. We call it the near or far mindset. You see, God's promises are for everyone, and no one is excluded because Christ has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility. Christ destroyed the walls that formerly separated us. I sometimes wonder about how we can so easily look down on one another because we are from a different race or a different ethnic class or whatever. We're from a different part of town, a different part of Texas. We tend to look down on people. But I want to tell you this morning that God's love doesn't look down on anyone. Amen? His love is for the homeless just as well as for those who have rich and wonderful homes. It's that new mindset that he's teaching here. He says in verse 2:14, "For he is our peace, who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall or partition between us." Christ has broken that wall down so that we can be joined together. You see, Ephesians is introducing a way of thinking about people. And it's a way of thinking because it goes along with Romans 12:2. He says that we have had our minds renewed. And we are a new creation. So our mindset now is near or far. The old way of thinking about people is this, in or out. Now, if you were circumcised, you were in. If you were Jewish, you were in. If you observed the religious traditions, you were in. On the other hand, if you were any of these things, the observance of the religious patterns, you were out, you know. You weren't circumcised. You were simply out. The in or out mindset classifies people based on their belonging to a group. I must submit to you this morning that our Lord, when he came to this earth, the people that he hung around with, they were not the religious group. He hung around with sinners. He hung around with sinners. And the reason why that he wanted to hang around with sinners, because those are the ones that he came looking for. Amen? You see, he wasn't looking for the ones that already had all of this. He was looking for the sinner, woman, or man that needed him. And these folks, they were going through this in or out mindset. And it creates boundaries and walls of hostility, and it emphasizes differences. Jews versus Gentiles, you know, and it leads to division and labeling, and where those who are out are stigmatized and marginalized. You see, division and labeling are directly opposed to the purposes of God, who is working to bring unity to all things in heaven and under Christ. The in or out mindset produces this condescension. Arrogance among those who are in, promoting a sense of moral superiority and self-righteousness. I belong to this group, so I'm better than you. I go to this particular church, so I'm better than you. You know, that's not the mindset that's being taught here. Let's take a look at a couple of verses, and we can look at this new mindset Paul is introducing to us. Verse 2:13, he says, "But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ." I tell you, folks, that verse alone should make you happy. Because if you were away from Christ, because of his death and resurrection, you can now be made near to him. And it doesn't matter who you are or where you come from. The second one is this. He came and preached peace to those who were far away and peace to those who were near. That's that, the near or far. Even though there are some that are close to Christ, But then there are some that are way away from Christ. You see, he doesn't talk about people being in and out. He refers to people being near or far. And that mindset is what I'd like to introduce to us today. The new way of thinking about people is, are they near or far? Not are they in or out. So the near or far mindset, it focuses on our nearness to Jesus, not on some group who is at the center of all things rather than just one group membership. The question isn't this morning, are they in or out? The question is, are they moving closer to Jesus or farther away from Jesus? Are they near or are they far? You see, our Lord is the center of all things. In him, all things were created. All things were created for him. He is the head of all things in heaven and earth. And in him, all things hold together. That comes from Colossians chapter 1, verses 15 through 17. Jesus sustains all things by his powerful word. And through Jesus, all things were made. And without him, nothing was made that has been made. And you could substitute all things with all people. And this will help to emphasize that God's love is for everyone. You see, the near or far mindset encourages unity. Unity, being together. How can we help? And we ask the question, how can we help folks move closer toward Jesus? The near or far mindset recognizes that people are at different points in their journey with God. And the near or far mindset fosters humility, compassion, and hope. Now, what does Jesus do with the people who are far from him? This is what he does. He goes out and he looks for them. Thank God for that. He says, what do you think if a man owns 100 sheep and one of them wanders away? Will he not leave the 99 on the hills and go back to the one that wandered off? You know, and he brings them near. But now in Christ Jesus, you who were once far away has been brought near by the blood of Christ. And he takes them as they are, and he then transforms their inner person. Now, what does all of this stuff mean to us? How can we be helped by this? Paul concludes by saying this to the Ephesians in verse 22. He says this, he says, in whom ye also are builded together for a habitation of God through the Spirit. The Lord is building up Alamo so that we can be together, so we can be his hands and feet. That's why he promotes unity. That's why he promotes love among us. You see, he builds them together to be a dwelling place. This is where we want the Lord to dwell. We want to be on the right side of the fence, as I like to call it, you know. So guess what, my friends? That's exactly what God is doing with us today. He's unifying us, building us together. Why would he do this? So that we could be a dwelling place by which he lives by his Spirit. We are a church for those who are near to God and want to get closer, and we are also a church for those who are far from God and want to start the long journey home. Let me conclude by asking you this morning.
fight with both or any of them. Go with them. Figure it out.
Please join me in the prayer that Jesus taught us when he said, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And as we depart from here today, let us remember those less fortunate than ourselves and continue to pray for those who are homebound or ailing in any way. Be friendly and be safe, and let us join together here again next Sunday to receive the message that our pastor will bring us. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Please stand and join in our closing hymn, Pass It On.
It only takes a spark to get a fire going, and soon all those around can warm up to its glowing. That's how it is with God's love. Once you've experienced it, you spread his love. Everyone, you want to pass it on. When wondrous time is spring, when all the trees are budding, the birds begin to sing, the flowers start their blooming. That's how it is.
Go and make disciples.